You will hear a guide giving students some information about a university campus.
OK, so I'm sure you'll want to know where the halls of residence are. As you probably know, these rooms are for all first-year students and also some students in their third year at university. OK, so across the top of the plan, you've got three fairly large buildings, all just below the river. You've got that rectangular building in the middle, and then on the left of that, there's a square-looking building. That second building's the halls of residence. Your name and room number will be on the list outside the building, by the entrance. OK, how about the seminar rooms? You won't be going to your first seminar until the second week of term, but it's useful, obviously, to know where they are. OK, in the right-hand corner, the corner at the top of the map, you can see that building that looks like an upside-down L next to a little group of trees. Part of that is used as the rooms for students studying French, Spanish, Arabic, modern languages, you know. But the other part is where you go for your seminars. You'll have a nice view of the lake from there. I guess that some of you are here for the arts course. I would really recommend that you join the Art Society if you are. It used to be in that semicircular building, but not anymore, sadly. It's moved to that square building in the centre of the plan, the one that's been divided into two parts. The Art Society is in the room nearer the bottom of your plan. OK, does anyone have any questions about